club.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier. Rush, rush, rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
It's Friday then. It's Saturday, Sunday. What?
It's, hey, can we actually, that's, I think we should, from now on, is we have our opener.
Yeah.
And then we have that as our next song intro, and then we play this. Because I think every, like us, when people hear that, they'll go, yes, the weekend's here.
It's MG Liam here, by the way. This is our Friday special where producer Charlie wanders on in. Hello, Charles.
Hello, boys.
Hello, Chucky boy.
We're going all right, you know. We're coping. We're getting by. The numbers aren't making us happy at 11 o'clock each day, but... The Olympic numbers are making us very pleased.
And most of the blankety blanks are Olympic themed today as well.
An Olympic themed, we're not officially branding it as such because we're not allowed to.
The Tokyo Games theme.
The Summer Games. Exactly right. And we're just not allowed
Summer
to use
Games
the O word.
Yeah.
All right, Charles, take it away.
Blank is your favourite Olympian of all time.
Oh, great.
Wow.
Great start, Charlie. Just.
Kieran Perkins is mine for that. Atlanta swim, I think it's the best swim of all time in the history of the Olympics. I was over in Perth when that happened, and we all stopped at training to watch it. And I think modern day, look, Kathy Freeman as well. Gee whiz, that's a hard question.
There's so many Olympic greats.
You got to pick one, boys.
Okay, I'm going to say it's out of Perkins and Freeman. I can't separate them. And Thorpe's in that on the dais.
Call me guilty of recency bias. What Jess Fox did yesterday, I find it hard to get it out of my mind. Maybe in 4 years' time, it'll have some perspective. And mainly because I can't swim. I've never felt a real affinity for the swimmers. Like, you know, I'm a crap swimmer.
Yeah.
But what Jess did yesterday, I'm gonna say it. She's my favourite Olympian.
Love it.
Nice.
Your favourite,
Charlie?
Well, how about mine? Probably Ian Thorpe, because that's when I was a kid.
You know, watching him. What about his...
Yeah, I love him. He's so good.
Yeah, but what about your favourite Olympian from the country you actually support?
Like England.
England.
I support Australia.
You don't.
In the Olympics.
You don't.
Because why would I support Great Britain as well? It's a conglomerate of countries.
You are English.
It's the question I found myself asking as you cheered home the Brit against Jess Fox yesterday.
That is a lie. In London 2012 Olympics.
Your nose is getting bigger.
Ryan Girdle was sitting there shocked in the airlock as you did that.
To be honest, I didn't think Jess Fox had the heart.
Exactly. I didn't think she had it in her.
She's got it, mate.
She's got it. I was so wrong. Blank is how much Brandon Smith is worth per season.
Ooh, well, I'll lean on the old MG adage. He's worth as much as they're prepared to pay him. I would say, I think he's worth about $750.
Nice.
Yeah, I was going to say $657.
Nice.
I think around the Finucane mark.
Mm.
About 625, 650.
Nice. Blank is the Olympic sport you would be best at?
I feel like I've been asked this question by just punters around a lot. That I would be best at.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh, you'd be some sort of the triathlete or something, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but I'm not. Like, if you put me in that, if you put me on the starting blocks of the triathlon, I'd get found out pretty quickly. Put me in the wrestling. Low center of gravity.
Put me in table tennis.
I'd get shot up as soon as they served it at me. Stick me in the wrestling.
Yeah, nice.
I think from my younger days as being a rep basketballer, I'd be the Boomers.
Yeah, you'd suit the Boomers. You'd suit the Boomers culture.
How would he? Okay, the culture, yes.
I'm right in there, baby.
You're about to say he suits the Boomers game style. Yeah. I was going to ask questions. What would you, Charlie?
I'd do a zone defense.
Oh, yeah.
Not man on man.
I'd probably go in the walking. Get the technique down, and then I reckon I could, you know, I could stay.
Your bum.
They go so fast.
Yeah, but I could probably.
No. They walk faster than I can run.
But it'd probably be what I'd be best at.
Oh, best that, yeah, right.
Like, I couldn't do much else.
We are not putting you in the weightlifting.
No. The sport added to the Brisbane Olympics should be blank.
Netball.
Oh, okay.
Great answer.
Netball.
No, I concur. Absolutely. Netball should be in. And how's this? I'm going to flex.
Both women and men, I say.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't think the men need to be in.
I do.
Why?
Oh, I just love it. It's... Look how good the girls have gone in the sevens in rugby since they've been introduced to it.
Yeah.
Let the boys have a go at netball. I'd love to play netball.
Oh, hold on. This is from Brisbane, isn't it? Yeah, so it's in 32. Yeah, okay. All right. Sorry. I was thinking next Olympics.
No. Brizzy.
Yeah, Brizzy. I'm all in on netball.
How many countries play netball?
Enough.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. if they knew that there was going to be a new sport in it, you get the likes of China and America starting to perfect it.
Yeah. And you know what they can take out is the team triathlon. That you can get stuff. There's no need for that.
No, they can take out sailing. What's that?
Yeah,
That's the one sport I've watched and I've changed channel.
Yeah. We're pretty good at sailing, though, I think. We're always a chance.
If we get a gold, I'll clap, but okay. I've got to be entrenched in the sport.
Okay.
All right, boys. Finally, the Eels are still missing blank to contend for a title.
Hunger.
Mm.
The hunger. The hunger, the grit that you need to go the next level. They just seem to freeze in big games or games they're supposed to win, and that's a concern.
I don't know. I don't know. I wouldn't, I could try and make up an answer, but the reality is I look at their team on paper and think that should be a team that competes. I still think they're going to play a part in finals, but I don't know.
They'll play a big part.
They're missing. We talk about spine in rugby league. Their fullback, outstanding. Yeah. Their halves pairing. Dylan Brown's been a bit quiet, but Mitchell Moses played Origin this year. Reed Marnie had not been injured, he would have been playing Origin. Yeah, you can't knock their spine. And then you've got Junior Paulo as one of the front rowers.
Gillard, and you've got Madison. And you've got Brown, and you've got Papali'i.
On paper, the game's played on grass, Ferguson. But on MG's patented paper test, they would win a lot of matchups. So I don't know.
It's that extra bit of grit that you need when you really, really want to win something and it's foreign to you. Mm. And that's what they've got to get over. They need to knock off a big fish. They need to beat, obviously in a semi-final, they need to beat a Penrith or a Melbourne to let them know to themselves that they're legit.
They're missing a scout. Charlie thinks they're missing some English players. They'd just like to have them have a bit more pommy.
The thing about John Bateman to come back and play for them. Players have grit. John Bateman, if Eels had John Bateman, they'd probably win the comp. Yeah. Sam Burgess.
Then they bolt. As soon as it gets tough, they bolt.
Mm. Yeah, but they didn't know.
See you later, lads. I'm going back to the holder.
Yeah, well, I'm surprised Charlie's hung around on this show as long as he has. It's only because this show goes so well that he's stuck around. As soon as we start to slide, MG, you watch producer Charlie bail too.
Well, he's one of the reasons we're going so well, so he knows that.
Exactly.
I'll be off.
Hand in hand relationship. All right, very good, Charles. I like the Tokyo themed edition.
Yes, I love it.
You might have to come up with some more themed editions for the rest of the year.
The Olympics are next Friday too.
Let's keep it going.
This time it's athletics.
Very good. Oh, the athletics.